It's being done right now because we have excess hatchery fish above and beyond what we need for brood stock, and so we can open that up to harvest these hatchery fish. And we opened up the other areas because most of the wild Taku king salmon have made it in river by now. Based on our run timing data, June 15th is kind of the magical date when close to 85 to 90% of the Taku king salmon are in river by now.
Okay, and how long is this liberalization going to last?
This will last through the end of August, and so folks will be able to harvest these hatchery fish that are present in these saltwater harvest areas.
Okay, and that includes for the upcoming Derby in the beginning of August, is that right?
The Derby this year, I believe, is going to be just a coho-only Derby, just because of concerns for Southeast wild stocks. And so it's my understanding that this year will be a coho-only Derby.
Okay. But these particular fish, these are hatchery fish, so these would be ones that have had their, for example, their adipose fin clipped off when they were smolts then, right?
Typically 10% of the release numbers are marked with an adipose and a adipose clip and a coated wire tag. They don't do them for all the fish. It's roughly about 10%.
So how do you know if this is a hatchery fish or a wild fish if it doesn't have the adipose clipped?
We have genetic stock identification information that our Creel staff on the docks take samples of the king salmon. We can tell if they're hatchery origin based on the Andrew Creek brood stock that we use.
If somebody who catches a king with an adipose fin still attached within these sport harvest areas that you have outlined here, they're not going to get docked for possibly catching a wild fish, are they?
Nope, they won't. Nope.
Okay. And why these particular areas? I think I'm looking at the map here. It says Lena Cove and also Aka Bay, Fritz Cove, out to Portland Island and Outer Point, and then down to the channel to the bridge. Why those particular areas?
Yeah, so those areas are where the hatchery staff sets up net pens in the springtime, and it will release those fish from those locations. We have 2012, we started in Lena Cove. That was our first king salmon release. And so those fish are now returning in pretty good numbers. And so we opened up Lena Cove to hatchery regulations. We also have a release out at the mouth of Auk Creek. And so those fish imprint to Auk Bay. And we have a release out of Fish Creek Pond in North Douglas. And those fish imprint on the Fritz Cove area of North Douglas and Fish Creek. And there's also a release right in front of the hatchery. And so those king salmon imprint and come back to the hatchery there.
Now, from what I understand, there were quite a few people out fishing on Outer Point and False Outer Point over the weekend. Do you folks have any catch data yet from any of these particular areas?
Not yet. We've collected some of the information, but I don't know if it's all been summarized since everything just opened up Friday. It's a little bit early yet, but our Creel staff is certainly out there collecting information.
What about anecdotal reports as far as the catches?
Yeah, I've heard from several folks that the catches have been pretty good, and they're seeing quite a few hatchery king salmon harvested in the North Douglas area and as well as Lena Cove.
And how long is this run expected to last?
Typically, this run will be present into August. The prime time for fishing, of course, would be right now through mid-July. That's when the fish tend to be still pretty bright and good for table fare at that point.
Okay. Daniel Teske, thanks a lot for the info.
All right, you bet.